All right. You know, we've been talking about this over the last couple of weeks, this increase of shootings on Chicago area expressways, of whether it's an incident that took place off the expressway and then worked its way onto the expressway, or in some cases what appear to be executions. These are driving drive-bys that are being perpetrated in an extension in part of Chicago's gang war, but also in part of, you know, other incidents that are taking place here.
Right.
And it's now risen to the effect of having the state police get involved, because the state police are those responsible for patrolling the freeways, at least in 1994, 55, and the 290, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this particularly, the Ryan and the Eisenhower have been affected. Lakeshore Drive has also been affected.
Yeah,
which is
we've
not,
heard about it there too.
Right, which is not state police patrolled.
The Eisenhower. There have been a couple. I mean, they say that expressway shootings this January more than the past two Januaries combined. So they're definitely seeing a spike. It's not. It's much greater than it used to be.
So joining us right now is Captain David Byrd of the Illinois State Police, and he's the Chicago District Commander. And, Captain, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it. Is there...
No problem. Thank you for asking me.
Is there... Captain, what do you account for here? What do you think is at the root of this increase?
Well, to be honest with you, there are several different factors. Of course, there is always going to be the gang element, within the metropolitan area of Chicago, and a lot of these shootings are not random. I know I've heard that a lot of random shootings. There's not someone sitting on the side of the road shooting at cars. That's not what this is. There are conflicts that are occurring somewhere else, and then it's leading into the expressway. And to be honest with you, my theory is that, people are trying to escape a bad situation. And, one of the easiest ways is to get on the expressway, to try to avoid, of course, being a victim.
Well, now, so are you saying that the victims are trying to escape, or the perpetrators are trying to create a better escape path for themselves after the crime, or both?
Well, it could be both, but I think it starts out with the victim. Some of these incidents are occurring, just happen to be occurring around the expressway. So, if you're a victim, if you think you're somebody's following you, I would imagine that, you would probably get on the expressway if it's close to you, because, like I said, of course, your speeds could be a little higher compared to being on a residential street. So I think that's just their way of trying to avoid a bad situation.
So,
now, of course, if you're an offender, and you actually commit a crime, of course, you have those same avenues that the victim would try to escape. There's increased speed. There's so many exits you can get off, to avoid police contact.
So Illinois State Police are going to increase their patrols, number of units on the highways. What's the plan here?
Well, and that is the plan, is incorporate more officers. We pulled some officers from our surrounding district that will increase our manpower and our visibility on the nightly basis. So that's the plan. We would like to get as many officers in the areas that we targeted, just from our statistics. And we just want to be visible, and we want to be looking for any criminal activity at that time.
Does it make it more difficult to investigate these types of shootings when they're on an expressway? I'd imagine that shell casings would be harder to recover. I can imagine that witnesses aren't necessarily cooperative or even stop after something like this happens. They just try to drive out of there, get out of the way.
It is a little tougher for us as far as, when it comes to canvassing for casings. We've been doing a pretty good job. We have to shut down the... Of course, we have to, we have to get a good location, which has really been a struggle, because the victims are not always cooperative. So when we hope that they've given us, a good location for the actual event, so we can go back and shut down the expressway, and we just do a grid search. We walk the lanes, and we've been pretty. If we have a good location, we have been able to recover evidence of the shooting. and which is, like I said, but it all depends on our victims and how accurate or how cooperative they are going to be with the police.
So how long do you expect to do this? Is this a permanent situation, or are we just trying to stem the tide here?
Well, we're going to do it for 30 days. We want to see how this would directly affect, you know, the number of shootings on the expressway. Of course, we want that number to be zero. We've always wanted that number to be zero, but I think we all understand that, you know, that would be hard to do. But we're going to try our best. We're going to try our best to do that by increasing this manpower.
How, in terms of rules of engagement when making traffic stops, I mean, obviously you're going to be making traffic stops the same way you'd be making traffic stops, at any given time for speeding, lane usage, things like that, standard things like that. I know the city of Chicago has changed their protocol for contact with individuals in Chicago. Whereas they used to have contact cards and write all that stuff down, and now they have to fill out a totally different set of paperwork. Are you obligated, if you pull over a suspicious car and do not ticket it, are you obligated to do that same rule of engagement protocol?
We're under the same parameters. It's a little different for Chicago because, of course, they deal with more street traffic than, of course, we would on the expressway. But like I said, most of our traffic stops, we gauge off probable cause in the first place. But if there was a suspicious vehicle that was called into us, we would also follow the same parameters.
Got it.
Captain, do you get the sense that almost all of these are conflicts that start somewhere else and then continue on to the expressways? Or, I mean, what are the circumstances that you, if you can look at any generalities about what you're seeing? I know you said that these are not random. Most of the individuals are targeted, unclear if they're gang members because they're not exactly cooperative at explaining that. But what else are you noticing in general about who's involved here?
Well, the thing that it's hard to come up with a pattern. We've had seven in 2016. A lot of these situations start with an altercation somewhere else, meaning that sometimes it's at a nightclub, but it hasn't always been that. Every incident this year hasn't been at a nightclub, hasn't started at a nightclub. We had one road rage incident, we believe, with a truck tractor and semi-trailer. So, they vary. But a lot of times, these altercations are occurring either off the expressway, or maybe it is, sometimes they are on the expressway. It's just a road rage incident where somebody got cut off by another motorist, and it led to a situation where somebody felt necessary to brandish a firearm and do an illegal act like that.
Yeah, Captain, thank you for your help with this, right?
Thanks for working through it, because, you hear about it, and you do wonder what's going on here, but hopefully you guys make an impact.
Yeah, because it's, well, I mean, go ahead.
If I could just say, we just want people to be alert at all times. If they do witness any criminal activity or any suspicious vehicles, to please call us. At 847-294-4400, mm-hmm. And we'll dispatch a car to that area. We would like to at least try to make contact with the vehicle that they had in question.
Are you, if people are in the city of Chicago and they call 911, are you getting dispatched or Chicago police?
Yes, they'll reroute the call to us, though, so we will get it.
Got it. If it's on those roadways where you were actually, you're not Lakeshore Drive.
You guys don't patrol Lakeshore?
I don't think. State police?
No, we don't. That's Chicago police. Correct.
Right. But in the interstates, that's where you guys are going to be involved. Well, thank you very much for jumping into this, for the Illinois State Police jumping into it, because every piece of this puzzle needs to be filled. So appreciate it.
Yes. Thanks, Captain.
Totally agree with you.
Captain David Bird. Thank you, sir. Chicago Commander for the Illinois State Police.